This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and TVS Sports Network. It's going to be Knicks and Sixers. We got a surging Mets team, and the Yankees come back in dramatic fashion yesterday and avoid a sweep. So you said you ran into Andrew Marchand, who covers media, who somehow wiggled his way into this Sean McManus retirement party.
He's a wiggler.
I mean, it's very strange.
Yes.
But he does find his way in there, and you said you guys had a conversation about the best former player slash broadcaster, meaning that who had the best broadcasting career after having a playing career in pro sports.
Right. So, and he was being nice. I mean, he was being kind because he was asking me about, like, when I first started here at WFN, I was still doing Monday Night Football, and I was coming back and flying back and forth and doing Sundays and everything else. And I said, yeah, well, I mean, I don't get a lot of sleep. I don't need a lot of sleep. And certainly, you know, I like being involved. And I love this show because it's great. We get to talk about the Knicks first and who they play with the biggest audience. And we get to talk about the Rangers and the Islanders and the Mets and the Yankees and everybody else. And whatever the news in sports is, we get to, you know, talk about all of it. So that's what makes this so much fun. Anyway, so we were talking about it. And he said, what do you think? And I said, well, I said, my former teammate, Chris Collinsworth, would be up there. I was thinking Phil Sims. I was thinking Pat Summerall. His guy was Charles Barkley.
Okay.
His number one guy was Charles Barkley. Obviously, I'm on that list. And that's what he was trying to say to me. Like, you know, I have you on that list. And I was like, I appreciate that. It's very nice of you to say that. And then I said, well, what about Shaq?
Yeah, I think if you're going to pick one of those two guys, you have to go Barkley over Shaq. I mean, Barkley was there first. He gets more attention. He gets paid more.
Let me ask you about another one. What about Shannon Sharp?
He's doing very, very well.
Super Bowls was with us for at least 10 years at the NFL Today, right off the field.
Yeah.
Went over and did the whole Skip Bayless show and everything.
Yeah, he's rising still.
Yeah.
He's okay, rising.
Well, I think of those guys.
So Pat Summerall was the one that I came up with first. Now, if you look back at his playing career, he was a kicker and not a great one. But
he made 100 out of 212 attempts.
Yeah, 47%.
I think his last year, he's like, for the Giants. Imagine these phone calls. He was 14 of 34.
But the field goal was different back then, wasn't it? Like, wasn't it like a miracle if you made one?
Right. And then he brought up Frank Gifford, you know, because Frank had all those years on Monday Night Football, and he was a legitimate player.
Yeah, true.
You know, kickers, are they legitimate? I mean, you know.
Well, the reason I bring up Summerall is he ended up being a play-by-play guy, which is...
And he was great for him and Tom Brookshire were great. And then he had to shelve his ego for John Madden.
Well, I mean, that's the greatest two-man broadcast team in football history.
What about Troy Aikman?
He's getting there, but it's...
What do you mean getting there?
Well, if he continues for another 10 years, and he could be up there.
He won 3 Super Bowls. What about Terry Bradshaw?
See, I don't like Bradshaw.
It doesn't matter if you like him or you don't like him.
You're asking my list.
But I'm telling you, when you think of the accomplishments in media, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he won all those Super Bowls.
Chlamydia.
I mean, come on, man. You got to respect the guy if you don't like him. I love the guy.
Yeah. Not my cup of tea.
I think he's hilarious.
Okay.
So, but
yeah, we could disagree on that. I don't like his broadcasting career, never did.
What about Howie Long?
Howie Long I like. Here's one that I thought of, I think doesn't get enough credit, who's on my list.
Okay.
Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver, yep.
I think Tim McCarver's voice in baseball
was synonymous with, yes.
Absolutely.
What about, I just had him on the tip of my tongue. I know we're missing somebody.
Let's go to Phil in Ridgewood. What's going on, Phil?
Guys, great list of folks you got in there. What about Michael Strahan?
Michael Strahan, yes. Yeah. That's who we're missing.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely, Phil.
Yeah, mass media. I mean, Lord. So,
he's everywhere. Game shows, news in the morning, game shows, Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody that has more exposure than him.
That is fair. Nate Burleson, man.
On a national basis.
What about Nate?
Well, yeah, because Nate's got, now he's a rising star.
Yeah, he is.
So he does Nickelodeon, CBS News, NFL Today. They usually send him out on a lot of the unique interviews.
Yeah.
Like the pop culture interview stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. You could make a case that Strahan's number one on the list.
Well, Summerall also did tennis.
See, I like Pat Summerall. When I was asked this question, I thought about it when you were saying, and I told you I was thinking about it. Pat Summerall was always my answer.
But I think part of what Andrew Marchand was saying, and if Andrew, if you're listening, you want to call in, fine. But what he was saying is, I think it was like playing career and your post-playing career in media.
Oh, okay.
Like your success as a player.
Not just someone who played and then had
success. Pat Summerall was a kicker, but was a great broadcaster.
See, okay. So to me, I would say that out of all the former players, regardless of how well they played in their respective sports, Pat Summerall, to me, had the best broadcasting career afterwards. But if you're talking about best player, best broadcaster combination, then he would not be there as well.
What about my boy, Chris Collinsworth?
Yeah, no, I got him, yeah, for sure. You mentioned him already. So Summerall, Collinsworth, Aikman. Barkley, Aikman, Tim McCarver, Shannon Sharp, Strahan, Nate Burleson.
Nate Burleson's there now.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave, who joins us. What's going on, Dave?
Morning, guys. Boom, and you just hit the nail on the head regarding Summerall. He did U.S. Open tennis and Masters golf.
Yep, he did.
That's the pantheon of sports right there. And like you said, he was a play-by-play guy. And he also was an end. He caught a lot of passes for the Giants. But you also can go back, and the guy who was very good, and he has since passed away, was Joe Morgan.
Yeah.
When he was with John Miller.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like that booth. They got a lot of flack.
I always liked John Miller.
I got one for you. Off the board?
Yes, off the board.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
Marty Glickman.
Was he a player?
Well, he ran in the 36 Berlin Olympics as a track and field guy.
All right, well.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not, look.
Come on! He was an Olympian! How does that not count? He was an Olympian.
I know. Again, this conversation that
he was on the team with Jesse Owens.
Yeah, did he beat Jesse Owens? No,
he didn't beat Jesse Owens. No. But I mean, come on.
I mean, Jesse Owens was a gold medalist.
He was. He didn't end up competing when he got there.
Again, I think I was really really young at the end of Marty Glickman, so I don't remember that.
Yeah. All right.
But I think what I was saying is, like, Andrew was trying to be complimentary in his weird way.
What about Rizzuto?
Again, all right, he did Yankee games.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, national broadcasts.
Yeah.
Does this count as a national broadcast, by the way, us?
No.
What about CBS Sports Network?
Yeah, I know, but it's a New York show that they're picking up, you know?
But it's on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, I know.
So that doesn't count.
I mean, it counts, but not, I don't know.
It's how about the amount of listeners that we have compared to other shows that may be national?
Well, you asked me the question. I don't know.
Crush those numbers.
We're a very localized program, though, you know? It's tough. It could be either one.
Yeah, but you and I mean, we out right now, we're really localized because of the success of the teams and the NFL draft coming up right around the corner.
Yeah. Daniel and Elizabeth. What's going on, Daniel?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm shocked I got through. Yeah, I was thinking about Don Meredith back in the day.
Dandy Don.
Like when your team was winning, you loved to hear him sing "Turn Out the Lights."
Yeah.
But then when your team was losing, I used to turn the TV off. I didn't want to hear him singing.
Dandy Don, man. Yeah.
How was he as a player?
Not great. I mean, good. But he had like the really like that 70s personality.
Sure.
You know that like what's the movie? God dang it, the football movie where Nick Nolte.
North Dallas 40.
Yeah, North Dallas 40 kind of attitude about things.
Sure, sure. Ed and Wontaw, what's going on, Ed?
Oh, I got one. Bob Uecker.
Yeah, what was Bob's playing career like?
Well, it sucked, Bob, and he makes fun of it.
He was terrible, right?
Right. He makes fun of it. You know, he made those Miller Lite commercials. I'm sitting in the front row, and, Mr. Belvedere, he had his own TV series. And at one time, he was like a regular on The Tonight Show. Everybody wanted to book this guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. Bob Uecker, one of the great careers. I mean, in the major league, he had a major role in that. I mean,
What about Alex Karras?
Yeah, true. He was on, what was that, the show?
Webster,
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Uecker.
What about Jim Brown?
He was in movies, though. Now we're talking about movies.
We're talking about other things.
Yeah, no, I would say... See, if you talk about Uecker and Summerall, who takes that one? That's tough.
And I would say the likability factor for both is through the roof.
Now, if you're just saying player, like professional player to broadcaster, forget about their playing career, those two guys, that's a fight to the death, Summerall or Uecker. I think most people would say Uecker, but I think Summerall's got to be right there. How many Super Bowls he called?
Right.
Mike in Morristown. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? I just thought to throw into the conversation, guys, John McEnroe.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, tennis doesn't get the type of play that these other sports do, but he was always, an all-time great, and now he's very good at what he does there.
And he's always the voice of the majors.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's like if you just went broadcaster, like the Al Michaels of the world, Jim Nantz, Bob Costas, you know, Pat Summerall as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jim went from doing the Masters, the national championship game to the Super Bowl.
True. Mike and Jackson, what's going on, Mike?
You can't deny it, but O.J. Simpson.
Come on.
He did movies too?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but we're talking about broadcasting career. Now, if he wasn't a murderer, he could easily be on this list because he did plenty of broadcasting.
Yeah, we try to keep the murderers off the list.
Right. He doesn't qualify.
Right.
Doesn't qualify.
That's an asterisk.
Was it Capricorn 1 with Sam Waterston back in the late 70s?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Sci-fi.
I know Naked Gun. I know him in the Hertz commercials. But no, don't know that one. All right, Gary and Rumson, what's going on, Gary?
Hey, guys. My idol in the 70s, Walt Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, Walt is, we love him to death, that he's one of Boomer's idols, too. He's so localized, has only done Knicks games.
Yeah.
You know, if we're talking about New York sports, without a doubt, mm-hmm. but if you're going national and everybody else, it's a little bit more difficult for Clyde to break the list, but no disrespect to him. I mean, the guy is a walking, living legend.
His numbers up in the rafters, man.
Yeah.
And he did things on the basketball court without a three-point shot.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I love my Marty Glickman curveball in this thing. I like that.
I mean,
but he didn't run.
But he qualified for the team.
Yeah, but he...
Okay. He was like you. He sat on the bench and kept the cards.
I mean, you know how good you got to be to qualify for an Olympic team that has Jesse Owens on it?
Back in the 30s?
1936.
I know. It was the one in Berlin. I understand.
I mean, and he's Jewish.
It was Berlin, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was Berlin.
Yeah.
He's Jewish, and he's... got Hitler up in the stands, and he's on the U.S.
And Jesse Owens
team.
Is black, and he's got Hitler up in the stands.
Yeah.
And wiping out his Aryan nation.
I mean, think about that. Glickman.
I understand.
And he had an amazing broadcast career. Amazing. One of the old-timers.
I don't know, man.
PT's saying Bill Walton. You throw him in the mix? That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I mean, how many people is on this list? 1,000 people?
Well, this is the thing that I was trying to explain to Andrew Marshall.
It's not random.
All these guys calling in now are just giving me they're just like, it's just like if we just said, hey, name a guy who was in broadcasting who also played. That's what I'm getting.
Let me ask you. Listen, Larry David, just relax.
And you already did. You got Pat Summerall. Like, yeah.
Okay. Can I just ask you a question without just like a snappy remark?
Yes.
Who are your top three? It's easy for you to say.
I don't even.
Doesn't matter to you?
I don't know. I guess Pat Summerall. I mean, I didn't like Pat Summerall, but
Pat Summerall.
I'm sure I suck for that reason. But I don't know.
Who do you like?
I like Troy Aikman. I like Joe Buck.
Right.
Those guys.
Do you like Chris?
Yeah.
Strahan?
No.
Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, I like him.
Barkley?
Yeah, I like him.
Shaq?
Yeah, I like Shaq.
Tim McCarver?
Yeah, I like Tim McCarver.
All right.
Well, there you go. What about Jim Palmer?
Eh.
Bill Walton?
I wouldn't know Bill Walton if...
Yes, you would.
I'm aware he exists. I don't know anything about his broadcast.
Drops and stuff of Bill Walton, don't
right.
We?
The Grateful Dead guy.
Yeah. All right.
You know Bill Walton.
Yeah.
You know, I sent him a tape of Larry David talking about himself.
Yeah.
And he basically says, I hate my life. I just love going to the office and going home.
I want to be home or at the office. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He was laughing for it. It's got to be a shtick. Or is that real? I know that's really you. There's no shtick to you.
Correct.
No, it's not, because he was being interviewed by whatever it was. But he said, is this a bit? He's like, no. He goes, I wish it was a bit. Chris Wallace. He goes, I wish it was a bit. He's like, it's not. And he just starts laughing at himself. I just want to be home. I want to be at the office. That's it.
That was the clip.
Yeah, but now he's playing more golf than ever before, right?
Yes, it seems to be. He loves that.
You are like following in his footsteps.
Mm.
You're living his life.
Yeah, minus the $900 million that he's got in his bank account.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But Al loves going to that single room condo, and he likes coming here. And that's it.
That is it. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back in here is going to tell us about what happened last night. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Well, before we found out that the Knicks were playing the 76ers, the Sixers had to go out and take care of the Heat, and that's exactly what they did last night in Philly.
8 to shoot. Embiid with it. He's doubled to the right of the key. Looking, searching, into Oubre. Oubre puts up and scores it at Butler, and a foul. Joel Embiid with a high-low pass. He's at the top of the arc, double covered, and Oubre gets a seal on Jimmy Butler and scores it with a foul.
And that was 76ers radio with the
Heat culture working out for you.
Well, they still got a chance.
Yeah.
But without Jimmy Butler.
Don't know if he's going to play or not tomorrow night, but he did get injured at the end of this game with the knee. Actually, it was even earlier than that where he got banged up. Anyhow, 105-104 was the final. Here was Kelly Oubre Jr., who had that big go-ahead hoop on NBC Sports Philadelphia, says we're improving at the right time.
The past couple months, right, a lot of adversity, ups and downs, but we stay together, we stay true to who we are as, you know, Philadelphia 76ers, and it's time to go to the playoffs, baby.
And they're in the playoffs against the Knicks in the first round. Game one Saturday evening at 6 p.m. at the Garden. Here's Tyrese Maxey. He had 19 on the night. He knows the Knicks play an intense level of basketball.
They're an extremely grimy team. Like they play hard, they're physical, they're tough, and that's their identity. So So for us to go out there and try to get W's and try to win this series, we have to match that. And not just match, but we have to, you know, overcome that and be better than that and be extremely physical as well.
And now I'm going to play something that you were going to absolutely love.
Okay.
This is Dante DiVincenzo. This was yesterday, obviously, before this game and before they knew if they were playing the Heat or the Sixers. And he basically says, bring on whoever.
We're not stressed of, you know, we want this matchup, we want that matchup. No, we don't duck any smoke, and we just want to play whatever, you know, whoever we play.
You see that? They don't duck smoke.
No smoke ducking.
You know why? They're dudes, dogs, and they create damage. I'm telling you.
Heard that before.
Yes, you have. Our boy Loogie. That's him.
Did you talk about the stupid reason why he can't win Comeback Player of the Year with the whole games thing?
No.
So you have to play 65 games to qualify for these postseason awards. And in a lot of cases, contract incentives are tied to what you do.
Yep.
So they made 65 games the minimum. He doesn't qualify because one little, I guess, snafu in that is you've got to play at least 20 minutes in a game for it to qualify as a game played. And he had a few games where he played 19 minutes, 18 minutes, and those took him out of the running.
That's just stupid.
Goofy, isn't it?
Yes, very goofy, Jerry.
Pretty goofy. So anyway, Nicholas Batum had 20 last night, and also the big block at the end on Tyler Hero. And Joel Embiid, 23 points, 15 rebounds. Knicks Sixers game one Saturday at 6 p.m. Heat will play the Bulls for the 8th seed tomorrow. Jimmy Butler, the knee injury, as we talked about, not sure if he will play or not. Chicago beating Atlanta, 131-116, 42 for Kobe White in that game. You guys were mentioning, I believe it was last hour, the hour before that, talking about personalities and kind of doing their job to be talked about and discussed and making headlines. So Kendrick Perkins, I guess, has taken exception to Shaq and Barkley for their takes and their opinions because, as Perkins says, they don't watch the games. Well, here was Shaq and Barkley replying to that.
I watched that game.
He had like three dunks. No, in the same game.
You watched that game.
The Knicks game and this game, yeah, three dunks that probably will live forever.
We don't watch the Knicks game, Chuck, but I watched that game.
Shaq, you out here killing roaches, aren't you?
Oh, you know it.
I ain't gonna even get no love. No guy having 5 points a game. 5 points a game gonna call me out.
The best part is they never say they do or they don't really watch games.
Yeah, I know. They were just talking about his career versus their careers.
Yes, which it always
Which has nothing to do with what they do on the air. And Kendrick Perkins is actually very good on the air.
Yes, he is. And it always comes back to that for them. Yeah. Well, what'd you do?
Yeah. Well,
that whataboutism?
I guess.
Whataboutism.
Yeah, Al loved that.
Whataboutism.
Who was that guy you fought with?
Robin Lundberg.
That's right.
I remember that.
That's right. Another media fight you had.
I don't even know who that is.
How many media fights have you had?
Not all that many.
Joe Maggie.
I mean, I try.
Joe Maggie. Right. Robin Lundberg.
Any
on social media? You've had some. Any notable?
Yeah, I no notable ones. Hmm. The notable people I take shots at never fire back.
Because they're wondering who you are.
Correct.
They're saying you're not notable.
That's
you need to be notarized.
Something.
Although the New York Post did consider him a legendary talk show host.
Legendary.
That's true.
I want to see if your name resurfaces when he gets drafted next week.
Oh, Caleb Williams, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Legendary.
I don't think it was the Post that called him.
It wasn't the Post?
I don't think so. I think that
like awful announcing or something.
Well, was I think it was the
Barrett
guy
Sports Media.
I think it was the guy ML Football, who was one of those aggregators who listens to us all the time. So he said legendary, and then people picked it up from that. Just like, and this guy's very kind to us, ML Football. But what he does is he'll tag us in some of these posts that he has, and then my account just gets hammered for the rest of the day. Like, he posted a very nice thing for you, a happy birthday message, but he tagged my account in it. So I was just like 10 million people from Cincinnati. I was in the replies. Yeah.
It's also like when Peter Schwartz tags you in something.
Oh, God.
And then it is just
passive-aggressive Schwartz.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Like,
what?
You know, you figure Peter's tied in. I'm tied in.
Yeah, he's a reporter, Peter.
Right, you know, and I'm tied in, and his team is the Islanders, and he came in here and he said, you know, we got to fire the coach, and we got to save the season. And did we not give him credit for those comments?
Ton of credit.
I see. He knows his team. You know, I know his team, but I don't really like to talk about it because I have certain information that doesn't need to be discussed. he had his ear to the ground and he knew what he was doing. But he had no clue as to when the Islanders were going to start their playoffs. He thought he heard that it was going to be Monday, when in fact it's Saturday.
He heard?
Yeah. What do you think he heard it from? Who do you think his sources are?
I don't know. Maybe someone at the baggage claim at MacArthur? I don't know. Where he does his sports bash show? I would trust your sources over his sources.
So I scolded him this morning. I said, don't ever text me bad information.
You bad information, right. Son
and then,
of a
and then
gun.
He sent back to me, he goes, I used the word may. I said, I see, this is the thing. Don't use that word.
Yep.
I said that they were playing on Saturday.
Especially he's texting you while you're on the air.
Right. Well, he was responding to what I said.
I know.
I said they were playing on Saturday. And he goes, I heard they were playing on Monday. So I reported what Peter had heard, not as fact, but what he had heard.
And now it's on you.
No, but I just said, according to Peter Schwartz, maybe they're playing on Monday.
This is why people take what you say as a grain of salt.
But I was told by somebody in the know that they were going to play Saturday.
Well, you were right.
So here's what happens when you put in legendary host Al Dukes.
Yes.
The first thing that pops up is Al Dukes makes CeeLo storm out of studio. There is You Know I'm Right, episode 69 of Al Dukes, whatever that is. I don't know what that is.
Episode 69, okay.
Al Dukes crushes Maggie this morning over her wokeness. And then you get to ML Football. The legendary WFAN host Al Dukes does not think Caleb Williams would be a good fit in New York. Then there is, if Howard Stern really doesn't know who Al Dukes is, he should. And then Howard Stern, Al Dukes belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, there you go.
That's pretty good.
I forgot about that one.
And this one, Al Dukes, dumb as rocks.
That's rude.
That is rude. But there's a lot of good stuff in between. Listen, there's a lot of rude stuff for all of us. A lot of good stuff there, too, though.
Well, here's one that I just saw. CBS News, quote, "You're welcome," says comedian Al Dukes. I'm serious. That's the headline.
CBS News?
Alternative view of Memorial Day weekend. "You're welcome," says comedian Al Dukes.
What was their post about that you said you're welcome to?
I don't remember that one.
Or thank you to, I would think.
I don't know.
It says Al Dukes, executive producer and occasional humorist / singer-songwriter of the Boomer and Carton morning show on WFAN, offers some Memorial Day weekend tips. Tip one, how to deal with a veggie. Tip two, don't bring anything. Tip three, sunglasses, the barbecue's clutch performer. So,
those are my... Here's another Memorial Day weekend barbecue tip from Al Dukes. If you're going to a barbecue this weekend, be sure to bring along a pair of sunglasses. Not to protect your eyes from the sun, but to be able to check out hot chicks in bikinis by the pool without them knowing you're staring at them. Now, if it's a family barbecue, forget this whole idea. Checking out your own relatives in bikinis is disgusting. Happy Memorial Day, everybody! 3-day weekend. Hello. Now remember, I think CBS 880 picked these up as real tips. I was running them. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But just it really is. You're welcome. Says comedian Al Dukes.
Did they pick up your Earth Day tips?
I hope not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think
that's
so.
Coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
Oh, it's Monday.
Next Monday we say.
Are you going to have some new tips or are we going back to the old tips?
We'll recycle the old ones.
Because recycling is
recycling's
good.
All about recycling. No battery. Well,
I have a battery one, plastic bottles.
Yes.
Oil.
Yes. Just don't do oil in the sewer, right?
No idling your car, yep.
Yeah.
The Mets beat the Pirates 9-1. Give you one highlight from that game.
The 1-2, Marte swings and hits a high fly ball deep left field. Joe going back, so is Sawinski. Sawinski leaps and it's gone off the railing in left center field. Starling Marte hits a 2-run home run.
He sure did. Part of a 9-1 Met win, their 10th in 13 games. I did look at the baseball standings. Last 10, they are the hottest team at 8-2.
There you go. How about that?
So certainly 10-3 over 13 Hottest team in the bigs right now as they are 10-8 after that 0-5 start. Also, a Harrison Bader hit a laser of a two-run homer as well. The Mets with an off day. They'll be in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers tomorrow night. Yankees, Blue Jays. Yankees were trailing 4-1 late innings. They came back, wound up tying the game. Then Aaron Judge, the go-ahead two-run single to put them in front 6-4. Then Clay Holmes closes it out. Here was Juan Soto. He homered to really kind of get the offense kick-started again in the late innings. He said Judge came through in the end.
It's just a tough series for him. You just got to forget about it, keep going. And at the end of the day, he got the hit on the right moment and the right spot. I think that's what we were looking for, to see those hits that he get to have the team to win the game.
Juan Soto!
You know the song?
No, I don't know that one.
Well, you don't know that one. Okay. No. The way you were bopping.
I I like the beat. I was getting into it, but I don't know that one.
I can't wait to hear Totalmente behind them.
Totalmente!
Yankees Rays tomorrow night. We go to the NHL. The Islanders close things out in style as they get set for the postseason. Last hour, we heard from Brendan Burke. This hour, Chris King.
Aho going at the back door. It missed. Now a chance for the Islanders in tight. Simon Holmstrom shoots. He scores! Homer roofs it under the bar, and the Islanders are back on top. It's 5-4 New York with 5:33 to go.
And that was courtesy of WRHU, so they go in red hot as they will take on the Hurricanes, Rangers, Capitals in the first round as well. So pretty good for the Islanders to close out the last 3 weeks of the season or so. The Kelce brothers did their New Heights podcast, and in it they were talking about what they call the Lombardi games. It's something that the Kelce brothers do, and one of the games is diving for rings in a pool of that Skyline chili.
Oh!
So here was Kelce, Jason Kelce, explaining...
A pool of it?
Yeah, a pool.
Ugh.
Yeah, here he was explaining the game.
Mixed into that chili were socks with make-believe rings, and then there's actually only one real ring in there, which was my Super Bowl rings, that they had to try and find. One in each pool, but there was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring, and I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it.
And it's still not been found, to where he says, "Pep." Not a big game. Not a big deal.
It's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason. Probably.
Guess we're going to find out.
You know, it's kind of interesting. How big is the pool of chili, do you think?
I mean, maybe one of those kiddie pools?
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they can't fill up an entire pool. It'd be ridiculous.
That's a good question.
It's got to be one of the kiddie pools. Has to be. Like we had with Schwartz and the ranch.
Let's see if I can find an image to this. I don't know. I didn't see it. I just heard the audio. There's no photos of this pool of chili, but it's got to be video of it out there somewhere, you would think.
Is it about a big, round, above-ground pool, that type of thing?
They can't fill it. You know how many gallons of water go in there, and then you replace it with chili? There's no way. Has to be a kiddie pool, and they just search through it.
Could you lose the ring in a kiddie pool?
It looks like a big kiddie pool, yes. But it's significant. It's not one of those tiny little round ones.
Yeah.
It's a good size blow up pool, is what it looks like.
That's Skyline chili is.
I've never had.
Citarella's turkey chili.
Yeah.
That is the bomb.
Skyline, no good.
I wasn't a Skyline fan when I was out there.
Yeah.
I have nothing against it, but I wasn't a chili guy when I was out there.
Oh, you've now grown up to be a chili guy?
Later in life, yeah.
Yeah, later in life. Later in life,
yeah,
you don't know how to use apps. You become a chili guy. These are the things that happen.
By the way, I do know how to use apps, and you and I figured out what the problem with the apps were. I said the Air Canada app takes you to the United.com website through Safari.
In fairness, I do remember these words uttered. You are my hero.
Yes, but the problem was that the Air Can app or the Aeropan or Aerocan, whatever the hell they call it,
yeah,
sends you to United.com. It doesn't send you to the United app. And through the Safari browser, you get stuck.
Yep.
And somehow, my genius friend here, hero,
that's what I need
was able to navigate.
Yeah.
From one app to the other app, and then therefore I was able to import my passport information for Canada, where people are crossing the border without passports. I don't know why I need one.
Well, I wouldn't try going without one, so you're all set, and you can have a great time.
Well, I'm going to have a great time, right?
Yes, you will.
When's your first game?
Tomorrow.
Early or?
I think it's at 1 o'clock, I
think.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I'll call in tomorrow morning. See how you guys are doing.
Yeah, let us know. And I want to know how, you know, in the afternoon, text us if you want or not. I need to know.
I'll keep you up to date.
All right.
Is Capone going?
Yes.
He is. Okay. All right.
We had an incident in the locker room on Monday night.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like not there because I had the colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't play Monday night. But he did not want to know the score of the Rangers when they were playing Ottawa. He likes to DVR and watch the whole game without knowing the score if we have a game coinciding with a Ranger game.
Sure.
And a couple guys walked into the locker room afterwards, looked at their phone. Ah, the Rangers won 4-0. And he got really mad. And then then Plansker comes walking in and goes, yeah, they won 4-0. He goes, and then he really got mad. And he goes, I'm just kidding. Like, so they had to like back him off. Like,
wow.
Like snap. And then the scorekeeper of the game came in to hand the score sheet to Randy. And as he said, walked in, he goes, hey, the Rangers won 4-0, man. And Bob hurled a can of beer at him. That's how
he snapped.
He's got a very short fuse, this guy.
Man, you guys are ready. You're ready for competition.
I got everybody on edge right now.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live.
Just like the Knicks and just like the Rangers and the Islanders.
From the Built Ford Tough Studio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So let me ask you guys, any update on how they're handling the John Sterling celebration on Saturday? Do we have any update on any of that?
I don't whatsoever.
Because I know they have an afternoon game against the Rays.
Yes.
So I'm assuming they're going to do it before the game.
I don't care. Izzo just told me he's going to be following John around all day.
Does he know when this start time is? And because you got to let the fans know, they got to be in their seats.
Yeah, he does not.
All right. So when does he have to be there?
He's not sure.
That's great.
He should meet John at his house and start following him right from the minute he gets up.
100%.
100% he should.
Yeah. That would be just awesome. Because he's never going to see it again. His last trip to the stadium.
Brushing his teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in his jammies, whatever, you know,
in
whatever.
His ball hammock underwear. His
ball, yeah.
Hey, right? That'd be a nice little commercial for Shiesty.
Yes.
John Sterling's last trip to Yankee Stadium. He's got his balls in a hammock. That'd be amazing.
I mean, but we have to, they have to put out some sort of itinerary and schedule, I would think. And, you know, I'm sure you guys will be talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you asked us when we had absolutely no idea what the answer was today.
I can see that.
You did it on the air.
Yeah, but I did it on the air for a reason, so we're talking about it.
I have no idea.
So fans who are expecting to go, well, I guess we'll get an announcement either at Yankees.com or on the Yes broadcast on Friday. And unless they're on Prime or Apple on Friday, what are they on Friday? Does anybody know?
Amazon's usually Friday.
So it's going to be this radio station that's going to have to make the announcement.
Okay. And we will.
So make sure you guys are on that tomorrow.
Yep. I mean, we could ask.
You know, you like to think Evan and Tiki would be on it this afternoon. Maybe they'll have an answer for those guys.
Well, I mean, nobody's told us. This is one of those things.
As I know, nobody's told us.
I don't care.
Someone should tell us what's going on.
Would that be the brand manager?
The new brand manager, Ryan Hurley?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he may or may not know. I don't know.
I'm thinking makeover for him.
Oh, God.
Why? We need to sex him up a little bit.
Sex him up?
Yeah.
This is what you're thinking when you meet the new brand manager or program director? Sex him
See,
up?
See, the fact that they call him a brand manager now, we can't have him dressing like a dad. I mean, he's got to, like, he's got to exude.
Hold on a second.
Something that says WFAN, and I think most of the guys agree with me. This may not. This, you and I have not spoken about this.
No, we have not. So, a couple of things. One, Mark Chernoff. You want to talk about dressing like a dad? Mark Chernoff for years and years and years.
Yeah, but he was the program director. He was the program director. That's my point.
But so is Ryan.
No, Ryan's the brand manager.
Okay.
Problem is Ryan's following a tattooed rock and roller type of guy. And then it, so we had that different look. And now it feels like it's reverting back to the Chernoff type of situation. Right. Khakis and a checkered shirt. That's Mark Chernoff.
Exactly.
V-neck so, sweater.
I'm just saying, I think we get him a gym membership. We sex him up a little bit. Get him a new haircut. Send him your hair. The guy to cut your hair. What's his name? Raul?
No, James Ricciardo is his name.
Oh, Ricciardo.
Yeah, James Ricciardo.
Now, who's the... You go... where do you get your clothes from?
Rico's.
Rico's, that's what it is.
Yeah. Rico's. Fine men's clothing.
Let's send him to Rico's.
Send him to Rico's. He'll take care of him.
And call up Flag and Anthem.
That too?
I mean, like...
You really think he dresses that poorly?
I've noticed in the last 3 days, yes.
I don't think he dresses that bad.
It's not that he's dressing poorly, don't get me wrong. I mean, it does have a Men's Warehouse / Kohl's look to it.
Man, you're
which is fine.
Killing this poor guy. I mean, it's just, I don't think it's that bad.
I'm trying to help. I want to help the guy.
Okay.
And you guys just want to let it happen?
Well, I want him to be him. Like, I'm not concerned about what he's wearing.
I think, look, when we start... And when this really thing, you know, first of all, he's got a lot on his plate right now. He's just trying to learn everybody. He went into like a Bangladesh call center meeting yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, God. I don't know how long he was in there.
Mm.
Probably getting hammered. See, what they're doing now is what Spike wouldn't let them do. Spike had a wall. Remember that, guys?
Between the sales and us. You got to
explain. Yes.
All right. So you're telling me.
He built the wall, and now sales in the Bangladesh call center is trying to rip the wall down.
Yeah, this is like a Mr. Gorbachev spot, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tear down that wall.
And they're going to try to take advantage of this guy.
When Spike was announced he was leaving, it was like VJ Day over there.
Yeah, exactly.
All took their sledgehammers out. Bang,
he's out of here.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that they're trying to take advantage of that.
And I don't want that to happen. I want him to know that he has our full support.
Well, I think he does know that already. But, I mean, you slam in his weight and clothes doesn't make him...
But this is the thing. Like, you know, it's... I just need him to be in charge.
And you think that him losing weight and then dressing better is going to do that?
Get him some Flag and Anthem stuff, please. Will you please? Get him some Shinesty ball hammock underwear, too.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think I have some extras.
He could definitely use that. You can just tell by looking at him.
What does that mean? You look at anybody and they get the Shinesty ball hammock underwear. I mean,
I see Al. I don't see ball hammock underwear. I see, like, you. Yes. Maybe Eddie.
I see you in it.
I have normal size ones.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I know about the other part.
It's normal for a guy my size.
Yeah, well, you love your ball hammock underwear.
Though. I do. They're very comfortable.
Yes, they are the best. All right, so I'll try to get Flag and Anthem. I mean, you got other. You got Victor
Charles
Talbot.
Jarrett. Well, Victor's a little bit out of his range.
Wow, man! So now you got him as overweight, poorly dressed, and broke.
He's our brand effing manager. That's what they're calling him.
Okay, so what does that
when,
mean?
Like when we have like some sort of radio conferences that he has to go to and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I want that guy walking in there looking like a badass.
Okay.
And now, Boomer and Geo 3, is he coming to that?
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah. All right. You got an outfit for him?
No.
You got an outfit for yourself?
Yes.
Get him an outfit.
Get him an outfit?
Yes.
I got to do that now, too?
Yes.
Got to dress our brand manager? It's crazy.
He is our brand manager. I didn't make the title. That's the title.
Okay. I'll work on it for you.
Let's support our guy.
I'm supporting him more than you are. You're just tearing him down.
I'm not tearing him down. I'm open. about helping him and moving him forward and getting him rock and roll. And I want him walking in there going, yeah, I'm the badass Brad manager from WFAN. That's what I want.
All right, very good. It is Boomer and Geo on
it's
the
like
fan.
I want the Knicks to show up on Saturday night with the badass Knicks.
We are the badass Knicks.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.